fewer than 70,000 votes could have changed the course of last year's race for Florida governor. Supporters of Awake the State are hoping to avoid any more near misses by driving voter turnout. Vera Chapman volunteered to sign people up to call at least 10 friends and tell them to vote.
Well, behind that is just to spread the word, to make more people aware that the election is coming. We're a year away, and it's not too soon to begin to engage and to make your voice heard.
And the executive director of the Hillsborough Classroom Teachers Association, Stephanie Baxter Jenkins, supports the organization's efforts to raise awareness. But she isn't just concerned with national politics. Baxter Jenkins doesn't like the way the state is being run and is asking voters to help make a change.
We've got our petitions out here for people to sign and to get a little bit more information. The kind of devastating cuts we've had in education across the board here in Hillsborough, but across the state of Florida this year. So we're giving people a little bit of information about that. But otherwise, we're just here to support Awake the State and sort of all the other groups we work with to get people involved and get them paying attention so we can try to elect individuals that don't have an anti-middle-class agenda.
In fact, much of the talk surrounded the governor that many Floridians love to hate. Rick Scott's recommendations for education cuts have made him an enemy of fifth grader Destiny Cattery.
I want more education and I want more schoolwork because I need better education, and we're getting bad grades on our tests because of stupid butthead who just keeps taking away our education, and I need more education to become a military person.
Cattery recorded a similar statement for Awake the State's website. Danielle Lepo is a much older student. She got involved with the group Students for a Democratic Society at USF Tampa after she realized lawmakers in Tallahassee were implementing a series of harsh tuition hikes.
I assume my semester would be a quiet one. Maybe go to the art museum after class, score some free food on campus somewhere. But then I heard about the tuition increase. I learned about Tallahassee imposing the 8% increase over summer without students' knowledge. I learned the additional increases were approved by the president of our school, Judy Genshaft, and the board. So now our increase is at a total of 15% from this fall, and they plan on raising it 15% for the next 4 years. I learned the Sun Dome is undergoing renovations, while the amount of copies I can print at the library has been cut in half.
Governor Scott's main opponent in the last election, Alex Sink, recalled the excitement she felt 1 year ago when she was hopeful she would defeat the entrepreneur-turned-politician. She said she may be down, but not out, and that's why she's created a nonprofit geared toward making sure the voters get what they need and want.
Just today, I had somebody say that he didn't vote for me and he was sorry. You know, it's nice to maybe hear those kinds of things, but We've got to put that behind us and think about the future and what's next. And that's why my focus is on the Florida Next Foundation, which I formed to be a nonprofit, nonpartisan foundation to engage Floridians, people like all of us, everyday Floridians, in talking about what it's going to take to get our state back to what it always was, a land of dreams and opportunities for everybody.
Another speaker, Equality Florida's Nadine Smith, said advocates could stand to learn a lot from the plight of LGBT persons. Smith said it was likely someone in the crowd had opposed legally recognizing same-sex marriage, but she hopes with accurate information, minds will change.
Somebody said if you can make people believe absurdities, you can make them commit atrocities. I think that was Voltaire, but I know somebody said it before I just came up with it. And we're living in a time where incredible absurdities are considered conventional wisdom. And again, I think the lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender community has a lot to teach the progressive movement about how you push back on the most dehumanizing lies being told.
Organizers from Awake the State say they will continue to host events throughout the next year in preparation for an important election season. One organizer, Timothy Heberlein, also called attention to the neighboring Occupy movement in Curtis Hickson Park. He said the two groups have a lot in common and hopes supporters of each will continue to work well with each other. For WMNF News, I'm Janelle Irwin in Tampa.